There are quite a few electric cars already on the road. It's just that with big trucks and SUVs out there, it's not always obvious when the quiet cars roll by. For years, some electric vehicles, or EVs, have been in the hands of hobbyists or others who have spent many hours converting cars that used to run on gasoline to ones that run on stored electricity. Alan Dickman starts a 1994 Geo Metro that the tech education class Dickman teaches at Wild Rose High School has converted into an EV. Dickman says he wanted his students to be ready for the road ahead.
I think gas is kind of becoming more of a thing of the past, and electric is more of a thing of the future, and trying to give them a taste of maybe where the jobs, the technology is going.
Dickman says it was satisfying when the conversion of the metro was complete.
No smoke, no sparks, and it was a precious moment because a student drove it for the first time, and words cannot describe the expression on his face, and he's saying, wow, I just can't believe it.
Dickman says the Wild Rose School District plans to use the converted metro, which can travel about 30 miles before the batteries need a recharge, to go between different buildings. Soon, more consumers may be driving EVs when the all-electric Nissan Leaf or electric but with a gas engine for backup Chevy Volt go on sale in Wisconsin. At the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair last weekend in Custer, filmmaker and electric car advocate Chris Payne addressed the issue of needing more electricity to power more electric cars.
Now, obviously, you don't want to switch from an all-oil world to an all-coal world. That's not really helping the situation. But it's much easier to regulate coal plants and to get the electricity coming out of coal plants greener than it is to ever fix gasoline, which is always permanently dirty.
About 20 charging stations have popped up in Wisconsin for those who need to do more than plug in their EV at home. One of the newest charging units is in the parking lot of the Schlitz Park office complex in Milwaukee.
It's authorizing.
Mm-hmm. Dave Hansen of the firm Electric Charge Mobility swipes a credit card across a machine about the size of an old public payphone.
Okay, it clicked, it authorized, and now the little door opens up, and we plug in the extension cord.
Hansen connects the charging station to a plug-in hybrid that has a rechargeable battery pack and a gas engine. Hansen says this station is free to consumers, but others may not be. He says it's important to get more charging units in place to get ready for the expected growth in vehicles that may need several hours to fully recharge. Plug-in owner and energy consultant Francis Vogel says having more access to electricity will mean drivers can do more than just go to the grocery store or a nearby job.
For those making long trips, it will be paramount to have a more complete infrastructure in place.
The drive for more electric cars may depend on what happens with gasoline prices over the next year, but it seems that, this time, car makers are more committed to selling EVs as they need to meet tougher federal standards for fuel efficiency. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.